This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We are back with another Chickies Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on a beautiful spring Friday afternoon at Chickies and Pete's. Ike, how you feeling?
Well, it is Friday. I'm excited about that. Looking forward to heading into another weekend of shooting in the 90s where I don't want to be, but what the hell? It's golf. I love doing it. That's what I look forward to every Saturday morning. What are you laughing at, Fritzy?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I look forward to. Other than that, coming off a tough loss last night. Listen, we didn't expect much out of that game last night. Didn't seem like the players expected much either from themselves last night. We win another series. We get ready for the Diamondbacks. Jackie Baseball, I'll let you boy.
Cold shivers went down my spine when you mentioned the Diamondbacks.
Oh.
The little PTSD with that team coming into town.
As you should.
Got Merrill Kelly on the mound tonight. Feels like game seven all over again.
A lot of PTSD for a lot of teams for the Phils. Seems like they're built up.
But they're different.
Mets PTSD.
No, like they're like the Bucks were in the middle 2000s. Like after they lost, after the Eagles lost to the Bucks, I don't even remember that at all.
Yeah.
It was just like you had the random hatred for the Bucks for 6 or 7 years.
Right, and that's the Diamondbacks.
Still exist.
I'm still there with the Diamondbacks.
Well, that hatred for the Bucks still exists.
It's like it's died down since we've won two.
They still kick our ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now yeah. I kind of.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
It might be worse now.
Well, now I kind of like the Bucks.
Yeah. Well.
Keep it moving.
Me too. All right. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies and Pete's. The official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. 3 o'clock, Elliott Shore Parks joins us. 3:30, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. We award the belt at 4:30. And before we get to the start of the show, I'd just like to tell you, Ike, that it took me a half an hour to get to work today, and I once again live in the area.
Oh, man. Doesn't it feel good?
Oh, I'm back in the Delaware Valley. I'm back.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. All this time. What am I going to do with all this time? All
no
this
more,
time.
No more worrying about leaving an hour and a half early.
Nope.
Oh, man.
Oh, 90
it's
minutes.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest. So, you know, it's funny about the game last night, the Phillies game. I didn't think very much about it because I was moving yesterday, but I just looked at it and said, oh, we never win this game. We can't just sweep the
right.
Nationals to make us feel awesome about it. We have to just walk away with winning the series.
Pain.
So the Phillies are 17-14 and has been a pretty so-so start to the year. Hasn't been disastrous, but it hasn't been awesome like it was last year. And coming into this year, it was pretty much World Series a bust for everybody. And we have blamed just about everything for the Philadelphia Phillies this year. We've had several conversations about the bullpen. We've then blamed Dave Dombrowski because of what he did with the bullpen. We've had several conversations about Trey Turner. We've had several conversations about the outfield. But if this were any other Philadelphia team, we probably would have been locked in sooner on the superstar who is not performing like a superstar, right? If it was the Eagles, we would be doing it with Jalen Hurts. If it was the Sixers, we'd be doing it with Embiid. And for the Phillies, we haven't really talked very much about Bryce Harper, who has started the year, pretty lackluster start to the year for Bryce. So Jack, with you as the primary Bryce guy,
yep.
I would say, in the city of Philadelphia, how are you feeling about Bryce's lackluster start?
Well, so I think this one's been bubbling for a little bit, and it really did. Like, last night it really did, I think, come to a boiling point for me. He made the error in that inning, and for the most part, his offense is not translated over to his defense. Maybe you could blame that it hit the lip and skidded on him. I don't think that was the case. Whatever. But for the first time in his tenure, I'm legitimately disappointed in Bryce. Like, I don't think the 230-some average, I feel pretty confident that he's not going to be hitting 230 in July. I think he's going to heat up from that standpoint. I'm more disappointed in the mentality, in the leadership, in a week and a half ago, he's doing it's about the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back of the jersey. Well, I've been seeing a lot more back of the jersey stuff out of him. And the reality is, like, this season's going to come down to whether or not he's great. Because you see the flaws with them. You see the flaws in the bullpen. You see you look on offense, and it's really him as, like, the star, and then they have a bunch of pretty good players. Like, he has to be the star. And I just think that he's not playing well, and he's letting it kind of drain the rest of the team. And that's the kind of stuff that can't happen. And I know he's had these kind of things in the past where he gets mopey for a couple weeks, and then he heats up and everything's fine. I just think that right now, and for this team to reach its apex, he has to be better from that standpoint. And that's why I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that coming over to the field or taking it out on the field, he looks lethargic at the plate, looks disinterested. And that kind of thing can just trickle down to everyone else. And they're like, Bryce is out of it. Like, we need to walk on eggshells around that guy. And that's been the most disappointing part for me. I think the hitting is eventually going to get there. But it can't just be when things are going well, then you're a great leader. That's not what great leadership is. And that's what I feel like is currently happening. And I just think it's time at age 31 now, where heading into the year, it felt like at the beginning where he was taking this thing by the stones and saying, it's on me. And I feel like that's been lost on May 2nd. So that's been my disappointment so far with Bryce.
So I'm a little confused. So are you disappointed in his production, the fact that he's not producing, or you say leadership? I'm just wondering. I don't see the questionable leadership. That's the one thing that I'll push back against. I don't see the questionable leadership. He obviously could be doing better at the plate, whatever those struggles are and why they're there. He knows better than most of us do. He usually figures it out and finds his mm-hmm. way out of these things. Mm-hmm. But he's the type of guy that, listen, when he's struggling, he's either going to be trying too hard, right? Where he's when he does get a hit, he's taking an extra base he shouldn't be taking, or he's doing something to that where he's overly aggressive, trying to make something happen, or he's going to have these moments where we call it, well, Coach Saban used to call it the poor me's.
And that's more what I'm talking about, is the poor me's. Like, because we got on bone for that for the first month.
Okay.
And it's like he's doing the same thing, but he's the star. And that's where my frustration comes in. I think batting wise, he's probably gonna heat up. And okay. when he heats up, I think he's gonna have more energy.
Okay.
But I feel like he's sapping the energy from the team, and they're feeding off of that. And that's what I'm talking about leadership wise. And everyone talks about, like, around the clubhouse, it's just he's giving off an odd vibe. And it's probably because he's not playing well, but it can't just be when you're playing well that everything's fine.
215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? I think I have a perspective that is maybe slightly off of yours, Jack, and it is that this is just sort of, I could yell and scream about the leadership thing. I don't disagree with you. But when you're 31 years old, it just sort of is who he is. I mean, I brought up last year, why isn't he more of a vocal leader when things were going wrong? And all you said to me was, that's not really how he does it. So like, when you get to this age, and by the way, I know you said you're confident he's going to hit. I mean,
well, he's not going to finish 230 something.
He probably won't finish 230, but there is a point in everybody's career when you're 13, 14 years into your career and you've had injury after injury after injury, and you just are not as productive as you used to be. And I just think that from a leadership standpoint, asking him to be, I would love it if he is everything that you would want him to be. He's never been it. And I think I'm not putting him in the same category as Embiid. But to think that after 10 years, Joel Embiid is going to show up one year, all of a sudden be a different guy mentally than he was every other year of his career, it's not going to happen. It's crazy. Everybody said I was crazy, and I look back on it, and I feel crazy looking at it. You know, like, Bryce has never been that guy. This mopey thing you've seen every year he's been here,
mm-hmm.
right? So I guess.
But if nothing's going to change in the team, like, I need him to be the one that's going to change. And I understand that. But at the same time, like, Jaylen changed last year. I mean, the team came to him, right, and said.
Did he?
What do you mean by he changed?
Well, I think he was more. We acknowledged in 23 that he looked like he wasn't having too much fun playing the game, and maybe it looked right. like people had to walk on eggshells around him. Mm-hmm. At least last year, he put it on a different face, and I think that we saw a decent change.
But he's also 25.
Sure, but he's an old soul. I hear you, but you also can change. I mean, you can. I've changed since when I'm 27 to when I'm 31 now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
People. Yeah, listen, I honestly believe, I think Bryce, once he starts hitting the ball, everything else will fall into place. That's just how it goes. You know, these athletes, man, I'll defend him the same way I did with Bohm, even though Bohm had much more of a mopey sort of disposition than Bryce has, and nor has he accomplished as much as Bryce has. So he doesn't get the same amount of rope that Bryce Harper should be afforded here. And athletes, what do you want him to do? Jump around with joy? You know, McNabb got killed for smiling on the sideline when things weren't going well. He got killed.
Didn't like that either.
Exactly. So if the guy is frustrated and he has a little bit of a sourpuss on his face because he's not playing well, I don't know. I don't understand how you want him to react to this.
I just
what do you want him to do? Be happy? You want him telling jokes in the damn clubhouse? What do you want him to do?
It's not happy, but it's just. I feel like everyone knows when Bryce is struggling, and it makes it look like they have no energy out there, and it looks like they can't get it going. That's where my frustration comes in. Like, I don't want to be like, ha ha, everything's.
Well, baseball is such an individual sport. I don't need to tell you this, but it is.
It's such a bunch of me guys.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you're sometimes in your own little phone booth as far as your day-to-day goings. You can't allow what somebody else is doing to impact how you go up there at the plate and hit, how you field out there in the field. Like, you can't allow that to affect you. In other words, these other guys can't allow what's going on with Bryce Harper to impact them the same way they couldn't allow Alec Bohm and his poutiness to impact them.
I just think it's different when it's Bryce.
Well, you know what the biggest problem is? Yeah. Is that we talk about the thermostat versus thermometer mm-hmm. or whatever.
Bryce is my quarterback.
Well, but Bryce is a thermometer, and the team doesn't have a thermostat. There is not a player in there who sets the tone for everybody else, and that is what makes.
I think Schwarber does.
Well,
I think he does too. But I think his leadership style is more you're a good player, you're going to be all right, rather than getting on guys. I mean, LA always talks about Dutch, right? Like Dutch would get on someone if they do something wrong. I don't think that's this team's DNA.
Yeah, I know. It's not the team's DNA. It's not the manager's DNA, and everybody's okay with it.
Well,
everybody's okay when Rob Thompson doesn't yell because it's not who he is. Well, it's not who Bryce is either. Bryce has never gotten on anyone. I still want to smack Jonathan Papelbon for that nonsense he did in Washington to Bryce. Right?
Like, Papelbon's on your bleep list. He's been on your bleep list for a while.
Yeah, there's a handful of guys on that list.
Not many.
But he's on that list.
I kind of wish we were on the air for that because I would have liked Papelbon.
Why?
He was great.
You mean?
He told it like it was. He's the best closer in Philly's history.
Most saves in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad you weren't on air during that time. Yeah, because taking that side of things with some of the things he said back then, I don't know if that would have been great.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper's start to the season, both on the field and off it? Our leadoff hitter, guess is going Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's up, man? Spike, glad to have you back, baby. You missed a good day yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't as good a day as it would have been if I was here, but from what I hear, everything went all right.
Yeah, man. So my thing with Bryce Harper, it's like a tough situation, because when you look at a guy like Bryce Harper, he got drafted in 2010. I know he didn't go to make his first major league till 2012 or whatever, but it's like he's been a pro for 14, 15 years. And when you're a guy like that, it's kind of hard to teach teach an old dog new
old
tricks.
Dog new tricks guy. That
right.
One.
I mean, it's kind of like we kind of dabbled in the conversation yesterday, but it's kind of like with the Luka situation. People want Luka to be like this in LeBron James in shape type of guy when he's been a pro for 15 years. This is just who he is. Like we can't expect people to change when they get later in their career. Now Bryce Harper, like Ike talked about, it's an individual sport. So it's kind of different when a guy like Jalen, who's the leader of the team, we're looking to you to take us there. But a guy like Bryce Harper, he's not playing well, and he knows this team, if this team is going to be a championship contender, I don't care what Schwarber does, I don't care what Castellanos, Bohm, if this dude isn't hitting the ball and playing well, we might as well pack it up, because they're not winning anything if it wasn't for him. So he's carrying that pressure every day. So I understand why he's upset. Now, is that okay to mope and stuff in the clubhouse? I'm not saying that. But I get where he's coming from. This city is riding on him. When you're that guy, you know what I'm saying? When you're Joel Embiid, as you said, Jalen Hurts, Bryce Harper, they were relying on you. So that's a lot more pressure than a guy like Schwarber that just got to hit the ball and ain't nobody going to put pressure on you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's where it's disappointing, because when you see the poor me's, it's come on, man. I mean, and I know he's done this in the past, and maybe it's hypersensitized because they're off to an okay start and – there's a different feeling around the team than has been there the last couple of years. And I totally acknowledge that. But you just don't want to see it.
The only thing that I can ask, and maybe I don't know, Jack, you would know better than me, maybe he's trying to preserve himself, because he has such a violent swing in the way he hits the ball, and he's dealt with the injuries in his career. And if he knows if he plays like that early in the season and, hit for power and all that, it may
going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Make him deal with injuries. I'm just asking. Maybe that. And he's like, I can't do that. I can't turn it on as early in the season as I've had in the past when I was 25, 26, 27 years old.
Yeah.
You know what
maybe.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hope so.
That's possible. Thank you for the call, Corey.
My biggest fear is the Tiger Woods thing.
Just that he's cooked.
It's just, no, he's not cooked. No. It's just like that it's, that it's a violent swing. And then,
he's physically cooked.
Physically on the down, the way you say that makes me want to. Well, jump. I want to go drive in my car and go ram into a building.
But I'm not trying to.
Well,
do
you
that.
Didn't want to hear when Elliot said Embiid was cooked.
I know. But looking back on it, he was right. You know, I'm not. I don't mean it negatively. I'm not trying to be trolly with Bryce.
No. He's cooked. Is not
super
a
positive.
Thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
It's saying someone cooked the positive thing.
By the way, somebody reminded me on Twitter. He'll be 33 in October. He's not 31.
Yeah, we got
he's
the same
32.
Birthday. Yes.
Yeah, going to 33. So that's not. He's just been in the league a long time,
I know.
And And, you know, the other thing that could be affecting him from a mental standpoint is not being able to do the same things physically that he did before.
Sure.
And
well, that's why he's looking at the curveballs over and over again. It's the highest it's ever been in his
the realization of his new somebody who was, by the way, so physically gifted for so much of his career, moving into a part of his career where he can't make up for his inadequacies with his physical gifts quite as much.
So he goes from being what to what?
So, I mean, I guess from that standpoint, he goes from being a 30 to 35 home run guy, hopefully, hitting 280 to 270 and 25 home runs. I mean,
you're going.
Well, he should still be able to hit 280.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm talking more power wise. I think power wise.
So that's what we're thinking. So that's what I'm thinking about here with his whole decline. We're talking about it from a power standpoint.
I think it's from an everything standpoint. In that, I think you're going from maybe this will be. I think he's going from being somebody who is in the conversation for a top 10 player in baseball to a guy who's maybe a top 30 player in baseball.
That's understandable at 33 years old.
It's understandable, but it's a realization that everybody has to come to, that we're watching at a guy. We got him in his prime.
Yeah.
But we didn't get him in his pre-prime. So all we're getting is prime and post-prime, right?
Oh, I agree.
So, yeah.
I agree. I mean, listen, the guy can only he's not using any performance enhancers, so he can't do what some of those other guys did at 33, 34, 35 years old.
Like LeBron.
Yeah, even Barry Bonds.
Oh, right.
For that matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he can't do that. And so what that means is when you're looking at the overall team, you need to increase the talent around him because maybe he can no longer carry a lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
Yeah, that may be the reality of the situation.
Sure.
215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? Shy in Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on, guys? How's it going?
You making your big trip back to Westchester?
Oh, yeah.
I literally just drove past the Philly Stadium.
Oh, you should have stopped by.
I don't know. I'm start with this. First of all, I don't think hating the Diamondbacks makes any sense. They outplayed us. It was a managerial, disaster class.
No, it's not hate. Really, they're going to be in my head for a long time.
Yeah, you can have a bad taste in your mouth.
Exactly, that's more what I mean.
The fact that we lost. Don't hate the team.
Oh, I'm more mad at the Phillies, believe me.
Yeah, regarding Bryce Harper, this is my number one problem. Listen, you're going to go in slumps. There's nothing you can do about it. That's baseball. We're not talking about Joe DiMaggio here. He's not going on a hitting streak for however many games. My number one issue, though, is you can't be a leader when things are going good, and then all of a sudden you don't want to talk to the media about a bunt, and you don't want to answer that question from Devin or whoever asked. That's my number one issue. You can't just be a leader when you want to be a leader. You got to be a leader all the time, and this team doesn't have somebody who is going to get in a guy's face, apprehend them about something, and then give him a slap on the ass and be like, yo, you got it next time, blah, 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 blah. When he's down, you see that the whole entire team is down. And like you said, there's something going on in the clubhouse, obviously.
Well, that's been the thought all year where everyone's talking about how the vibe's off, right? I mean, that's been one of the things that people say about them.
It just feels like they're cracking under pressure what it feels like.
It's their best start since 06, Mike.
It feels like they have no identity whatsoever.
No, it's not. This year's record is not better than last year.
I think yesterday was their best.
No, they were 19-10 after 29 games last year. Yeah, I'm telling you, they were. I know for a fact. Yeah, it is. It might have been their best start 10 games ago. It's not their best start now. Sorry.
There's just a lack of identity, I feel like, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Shy. It's a lack of – I think they knew what their identity was. I don't think they know what their identity is. Because they tried to make their identity, we're just here, this is business. We're here to win. And that's not the kind of guys they are. And, from a vibe standpoint. But, I go back and forth, Jack, to agreeing with you on how Bryce should be, but then the reality of how he's always been.
And I hear that. I just would like – I would like that to change.
Yeah.
We're not a poor me's show. If there's, I mean, it's not what we do.
No. There's absolutely never.
Other shows in this station.
Yep.
A lot of poor me's.
A lot of poor me.
Not this one.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper, both on and off the field? Coming up at 3, Elliot Shore Parks joins us with a report from Eagles rookie camp.
Oh, man, we're back.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the actions at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at ChickiesandPete's.com.
What are we doing?
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hell? Is this an old school song?
What the hell was that?
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, what song was that?
Was that B2K? What are we listening to here?
No, that's new. That's Dark Thoughts by Lil Tecca.
Bro.
Oh, there we go.
Who the hell's
Lil
Tecca?
Yeah, who asked you?
I know you weren't born in 2004, but 90s and 80s only.
All right, this or Fran's returns.
Are you going to tweet out all your returns, man, like Fran?
Hold up. We're
These
using Fran's returns?
No, no.
Okay.
Who the hell is Lil Tecca?
Now he's confused. He doesn't know if he should answer or not.
I went for it.
All right.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, right. I don't know the song or the artist. I've never heard
it. How about you played it?
It did sound like a 90s hip-hop.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's why I said B2K.
Yep. Sometimes you got to play to the host track.
B2K is 2000s.
Yeah, Y2K? Is that what they are?
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
No.
And what,
what was the options? Yes or no?
Yes or no. Yes. Yes or no.
There's no way out.
A little?
Yeah. No. We didn't give them the release valve answer.
I'll say no, but it's close. I'll go 53%.
65.6% say yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the vibe on the team this year is nobody likes him.
Why?
I'm telling you, that is the vibe on the team this year. I don't hear after wins, I don't hear anybody happy about anything. And after losses, people are crushing them constantly. It is the Sixers-ing of the Phillies. It happened.
Yeah.
Fun.
People turned. Yeah, they did. And I don't think they should be in the position that the Sixers are in from a vibe standpoint. I think they've accomplished much more.
I don't think they're there from a...
Not where the Sixers are now, but maybe where the Sixers were 2 years ago.
No, I mean where the fans... Like, we used to get the angry calls and, like, the passionate, get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. We're not getting that with the Phillies.
We're getting a little bit with Trey.
I think those are the same people that are always upset about Trey Turner. Like,
come on, man. He's hot, too.
Yeah.
Three hits last night.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. I don't even understand that. The whole defense thing.
It's defense.
Well, defense and power.
Yeah, the power.
Oh, my God. I can't understand.
I'm bringing it up. I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah, you are.
I am not.
You're smiling.
Sure you are.
I've been more positive about the Phillies than any of you jamokes.
No.
Oh, now we're jamokes.
The lack of power is something you focused on, and that sticks in your craw. Alec Bowman, that's the thing you complain about, the power.
Well, because he's 6'5", 220 pounds.
What's the thing with Trey?
I'm just saying.
Trey's a little guy. He's your size.
I'm just saying he's not even hitting doubles. I'm just saying it. I'm not on Trey.
422 is last 11 games.
I'm not on Trey. I'm speaking for the people for a second.
Well, I'm saying, you ought to say that they're clueless then. Right.
Say they're idiots.
Well, they might have a point.
The defense is bad.
The defense is atrocious. All right, 215-592-9494. Joe and Ben Salem, you're on WIP.
Hey, happy Friday, y'all. I just want to first say that I am frustrated with Bryce Harper because he's not being held accountable in this city or that organization. When Jalen and Embiid mope up and down the field or the court, they're crucified in this city. But no, because he chose us and he panders the city with a stupid blue bat and his stupid fanatic stuff, he gets a free pass. He says it's the name on the front, not the back. Well, he's leading like a baby right now by moping. He needs to step it up, be a leader, and show what $300 million that organization paid for it actually motivate this team to win a goddamn game.
Oh, wow, now we're cursing. Well, I mean, he's done that for a majority of his time here. He's currently not playing well.
Well, all that guy's doing is agreeing with you.
Well, yeah, but I can say it. So that's...
I mean...
Yeah, I was wondering how you was taking that over there.
Yeah, I mean, all Joe said was everything that you said, just with a little more bite.
A little more, more fire.
I would say this, Joe. Listen, I understand the frustration with Bryce Harper right now. I'm not saying he is above being criticized, but we got to keep everything within the proper context. And the whole idea that Jalen gets crucified in this town has been a little bit of hypersensitive whenever a guy gets criticized for anything, because the moment he is criticized, the majority of people are defending him. The majority of people are defending Jalen. He's not. He doesn't. And he doesn't mope, by the way. Jalen Hurts is not mope.
Just kind of stoic.
I agree with that.
He moped in 2023 and got crucified for that. He wasn't showing emotion.
Well, he never shows emotion.
Not showing emotion is not moping. That's not the same thing.
I think I agree with you, Ike. Thank you for the call, Joe. I do think, and I said this last year, I do think Bryce Harper is treated differently than the other superstars.
And he
in
should
the town.
Be. Well, no. MB got that treatment for a while. He got that treatment for a while where we pretty much defended Embiid, and you know, he got to pretty much say what he wanted to say, and he could throw stuff back in the fans' face, and he got away with it. Like, he had that treatment for a while until he quit in game 7 in Boston. Like, Bryce Harper hasn't done that. Jalen hasn't done that.
I don't feel the same bite for Bryce than I feel.
I don't think you should feel the same. There's no way you can tell me you think Bryce Harper should be criticized the same way Joel Embiid is.
No, but we're here 30 games into the season, and this is the first time we've really talked about Bryce. The superstar on the team is underperforming as much as anybody on the team. And 30 games into the year, this is the first time we're talking
about it. And rightfully so, because here's what I would say. If he was loafing, not running out balls, making excuses, being sort of combative, didn't want to talk to the media, if he was distributing or exhibiting those type of traits, then I'd be like, okay, Bryce, you're playing your hand wrong, buddy. You don't get away with that in this town. Like, he isn't doing that. The only thing he can be, to me, accused of is not producing. And for me, when athletes in this town, particularly the stars, because they carry more weight than the Ike Reeses of the town or some of these other guys who don't have to be overly scrutinized for everything they do, if they carry it the right way, they should get a little bit more rope when they struggle. As long as they acknowledge that they're struggling and they're not making excuses or blaming someone else. If Bryce starts to do that stuff in the media, then he will get criticized. He will get criticized. Jalen doesn't do that. When he doesn't play well, I mean, he clams up a little bit and doesn't answer questions. But for the most part, Jalen doesn't blame somebody else.
I agree there.
Yeah, he's not doing that type of stuff. So I think, and those are the stars that we're talking about, because I'm not missing one with the Flyers.
Well, Michkov, you don't think he's crushing the media? Are you sure he's doing the poor media?
I think, you know, those guys have earned that.
I almost want to take.
Jalen certainly has. He's gone to 2 Super Bowls.
I almost want to take Embiid out of the conversation and just say,
okay,
if Bryce's performance after 30 games is this poor, it should be a topic of conversation before May
2nd. I got no problem with that.
Okay.
I got no problem with that. Yeah. Like I said, he's not above being criticized.
Yeah, well, it's certainly on people's radars now.
I got no problem with that. None. But you got him 1 foot in the grave.
No, I just think.
Like this is what we're going to get the rest of his career.
No,
like, this is him.
He'll be
33 in October.
Well, but not exactly this. But I think it's fair to wonder if we will ever see. Like, we will probably never see a peak Bryce Harper year again. Those years are over. He'll never be mentioned as an MVP candidate again.
There you go. The foot in the grave. That's what I'm saying.
Well, but he won't.
Why do I need to accept that today?
It's just I think it's reality. It's sad.
I'm not accepting that until it actually gets to that.
But you look at the production of the top players in baseball, and he's nowhere close.
I got you. I agree with you. Yeah, he's not with those guys. I agree with you.
That's it.
I agree with that.
215-592-9494. Matt in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
Yeah, hey, guys. I really think some of you are nitpicking with Harper. And it's, you know, we have a little bit of amnesia what this guy has done for our franchise.
That's
and
right.
He needs a little bit of leeway.
Matt, what has he done?
This valley.
Matt, what has he done?
Come on.
Besides,
he saved baseball.
No. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. Matt.
Career's over.
Matt.
No, what you're not listening.
No, I'm asking you.
You're not listening, Spyro.
I'm asking you. No, Matt,
no,
chill out.
You're nitpicking, too.
I'm going to put you on hold if you don't let me talk.
Go ahead, then. I'll hang up because you don't want to have my
You're a coward. You don't have an answer. Oh, you don't have an answer.
Matt, I'm a coward.
Matt, my question is, how did he save baseball?
Welcome back.
How did he save the franchise in Philadelphia aside from signing?
That.
No, let me. You stop too. Aside from signing a contract, which granted him a no trade clause that paid him a ton of money, and by the way, he did not live up to expectations for the first 3 years of his contract. What has he done here aside from sign a contract and play well?
Are you serious? You're really being serious.
How did
Listen,
he save
I'm,
the
I'm
franchise?
Not, I'm not a big Harper fan, but he's done a lot for this
sure
franchise as a team. He really
what?
Has. Come on. Are
I'm just
kidding?
Asking you. Answer
because
the question.
And the identity of the team as a leader, are you in that clubhouse every day?
Are
no.
you?
You're
so
not
what
in that
do you know?
Every day.
Are you?
I don't, and you don't either.
Okay, so
and,
how do you know any
assuming,
better than I do?
No, you're assuming that he's not a leader, and you don't know that. I think Schwarber and him are leaders, but I can't say that for written in stone, and you can't either because you're not there. I bet if you went up and down that lineup, they would tell you that they are, but I don't know that because they're
well,
not.
Well, then stop saying it. If I can't say it, then you can't either. If
not
we're going to talk about Matt, there is a bigger point of inflection with Rob Thompson becoming manager of the Phillies than Bryce Harper becoming a player on the Phillies. That is a fact. They improved more adding Rob Thompson than they did adding Bryce Harper. Now, Bryce Harper is a great player, but saying that he is above criticism because of what he's done for this city is insane. He signed a contract, he has played well, he has been a good Philly, and that is it. What has he done for the city, aside from play here?
That's what he does. He's a baseball player.
Shut up. I just like... To say that he's above criticism because of everything that he's done, you act like he bought the team. He didn't buy the team. He signed a contract here. He's a great player who is not performing up to the standard, not an unrealistic standard. He's not even performing up to the standard of him. He's not even performing up to Bryce Harper's standard. And to say that you can't criticize him because of what he's done for the city is insane. What is he? Is he a cop, too? Is he on city council? Like, what the hell is he doing aside from getting a paycheck and playing baseball?
Well, he restored the love of baseball in the city.
What? Not until they became good 3 years later when they fired Joe Girardi.
But it started with him being here, you don't think?
There was a moment. I think there was a moment, but it was mostly a team underperforming for his first 2 years here.
No, I agree, but the team wasn't good enough. I mean, but I think Bryce Harper coming here made this an attractive destination for guys, and they were willing to accept the Phillies' money and come here, and baseball in this town for the last 3 years been pretty good.
Yeah, for his friends, I think. I mean, his friends have come here.
And they've helped the team.
Have they? Like, are we happy with the Trey Turner contract?
Been the best shortstop in that class, yeah.
Think about what was here before Trey Turner.
No, I'm saying...
JT's been a great player.
JT has been a great player.
Right?
I mean, but Schwarber. That's it.
Schwarbs.
But Schwarber came here because of Bryce Harper?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. I know
that dude was openly recruiting guys. We literally had to. Did we erase his Trout? Pitch?
Oh, we have that audio.
I give him credit for the things that he's done since he's been here. I don't think it puts him above criticism like Matt said.
Oh, no, I agree
That's
with
all.
That. Yeah.
That was my only point.
Yeah.
My only point can't be after all he's done
never,
for this city.
But we also should act like he's done nothing for this
city. I agree. Yeah. I agree. His point made me push back.
Gotcha.
His point being, how do you say this after all he's done for this
right.
city?
Am I allowed to talk again?
No, you were interrupting while I was trying to talk to the guy. No, I'm being serious.
He was trying to bring a little levity to this.
Yeah, I know, but let it happen.
Well, as long as you're smiling now.
I'm smiling.
He's all right over there.
I'm fine.
He reattached his head.
Yeah.
It popped off his shoulders over there.
I'm fine. Elizabeth in Jersey, you're on WIP. We're all fine here.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah.
I'm going to start drinking early today. I know that.
Probably 5 o'clock.
What's up?
One of the things with Harper, I mean, as far as frustration goes, I can be frustrated for him because I know that he must be frustrated. And, you know, what do we want him to do? Throw his helmet, throw his bat like Bohm does and act like a baby? Maybe his way of dealing with this is to try to go inside and be calm. He's a pretty passionate guy, and he may not want to show his anger at himself to everybody else because it would come off as being a bad sport or being a baby.
Well, I mean, like, well, what is he doing right now? That's the other thing. Like, obviously, we don't want – like, there's a fine line, right? Like, we don't want him to throw his helmet. We don't want him to do that stuff because then, of course, he looks like a petulant child.
You want him to take a bat to the cooler?
Well, honestly, I wouldn't mind it. Like, I would – it says it's a release of frustration. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. But does he look mopey to you? I mean, that's the thing that, as a star player, people look to you, and it feels like you're sucking the energy out of the rest of the team – Then that's where I think it becomes a deterrent. Like, I think right now it's a deterrent to the team rather than it's helping the team.
Maybe he needs to get angry and get thrown out of the game.
Would love it.
You know, something like that. And to be honest, as a leader, he should be supporting the other guys. I don't know what he does in the clubhouse.
You think, Elizabeth, that there's different ways to support, though? I think the only thing I would say to that is supporting your teammates doesn't always mean telling them everything's fine. You know, sometimes supporting your teammates means telling them when things are not fine. And it seems like that isn't his – like, I don't expect him to change, but it seems like that isn't a mantle he takes on.
No, you're right about that.
Yeah.
But especially if he's not playing well, that's a tough thing to do, is to look at everybody else and say, you're not playing well.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good point as well.
Just one quick thing. The one thing I think is missing in the clubhouse, and it kind of sounds stupid, but is Stubbs.
Stubby!
He was a goofball last year, but, you know, we had a daycare, we had Stubbs, and he might have kept everything a lot looser than he is right now.
22-8 up in Lehigh Valley, by the way. Best start ever.
loaded team.
It's the best Iron Pigs team I've seen in my life. Everyone's talking about it.
Thanks for letting me talk to you guys. I love listening.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. Should we just become an Iron Pigs?
I love the Iron Pigs.
An Iron Pigs show?
They're the best.
Maybe, rather than Phil's?
Clearwater.
Who else is on the team besides Stubbs?
Well, Marshy's up there right now.
Well, he's coming back.
Otto Kemp.
Otto.
Guy. Whatever. Otto Kemp.
Otto.
Crawford's up there. Gabriel Rincones.
Okay.
Is up there.
It's maybe good. Painter soon.
It is a good team.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yep. 215-592-9494. You know, one thing I realized, so I moved in South Jersey, you know, yesterday.
How'd that go?
There's farmer's markets all over the place.
Oh, huge farmer's market.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you don't love that. Yeah,
I get my produce over there.
Yes, sir. You'll love that.
Go get some pasture-raised eggs.
What?
You get some nice pasture-raised, perfectly humanely raised eggs.
So I don't eat eggs, but my wife does. I got an email from a guy. He was like, hey, go to this farm to get the eggs. He was like, same price eggs always are. Just go to this farm to get it. Yeah.
Well, don't should you give that out over the air?
Well, I didn't say the name of the place.
I know, don't.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone will be there.
215-592-9494.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Alan in West Oak Lane. You're on WIP. What's up, Alan?
Hey, boys. Happy Friday.
What's up, Alan?
What's up, Alan?
Well, I've been listening, and I think there's one thing that I won't say it's missing, but we're talking about he's the one that's receiving the pitches. And I think in the past year or two, I think pitchers are no longer trying to challenge him as much with a fastball as they are with these off-speed pitches. And unfortunately, I don't think he's caught up to. And this is the one part that I was saying, maybe Jack would agree, this is what he should be training for. The days of them trying to blow it past him and he's catching up, that's why he always swings so violently, are over.
Sure.
Unless you get a guy who's a shitty – oh, sorry.
Ooh, wow.
Who's a bad
pitcher. Yeah, that's a...
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
And is going to try it, okay? But they're not challenging the way. They're just seeing, you know what? We're going to throw some junk. We're going to go over here. He's going to swing. Maybe he gets lucky. Maybe he doesn't. And that's where I think the biggest challenge for him is. He's got to pivot.
He has to adjust back. I totally agree with you. I mean, he's seeing in April, he saw the highest percentage of breaking balls he's ever seen in his entire career.
Larry Anderson has said it. Yep, yeah. Larry has
Jack
said
it.
Jack
said it
first. And it's definitely there. And I think that's what a lot of them are seeing. I think that Schwarber's the same situation. They are just not going to throw what they want. And that's just analytics works both ways. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you see is you see pitching is a lot more strategic.
But I think what could happen, though, is that as Schwarber hopefully heats back up, he had two home runs and whatever, like maybe with real protection behind him, they feel like they have to pitch from him, and maybe that's when the correction comes.
So let me ask you a question. Would you be happy if he walked 30% more? If he says, you know what, screw it. I'm not going to swing at these sweeper away. I'm just going to...
Well, he's already walking a lot, though.
Like he's walking a ton.
Yeah,
actually.
So I think that's not really the issue. The problem that with that eventually happens is that then he starts trying to do too much rather than just letting the bat come to him. So, yeah, I think he's doing fine walk-wise. I mean, he's got a 367 OBP.
Thank you for the call, Alan. So with them throwing him breaking balls more, mm-hmm. Jack, so is the idea for him to sort of, when you say adjust, is the idea for him to adjust and push them into throwing more fastballs? Or does the idea say Bryce Harper has to adjust and he's not going to be able to do the same things with a breaking ball that he can with a fastball, but adjust in a way that makes him a productive hitter in a different way so they don't do this as much?
Yeah, like, I mean,
what does that mean?
So I wonder, the one thing, obviously I'm not a major league hitter, but what I think could happen is like he has to be okay. I think maybe in the past he would spit on breaking balls just to get to the fastball. You know what I mean? And spitting on pitches.
You say spitting on, what does that mean?
Means just taking them.
Okay.
Like seeing spin out of hand and just being, I'll wait for the fastball. What are you looking at?
Dude, I'm just listening to you talk baseball.
Yeah, I'm trying to
yeah.
make sure the people know what you're saying.
Well, I'm
being a baseball guy over there.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Listen, yep. I'm a big spitting on pitches guy.
Yeah.
But listen, I think that maybe it means taking more of what they're giving you. If they're giving you a breaking ball, try to hit it the other way and get a base hit rather than, you know, and if he eventually, because what happens too is like when he starts adjusting to the breaking balls and starts hitting them more and more, that's when he starts getting the fastballs.
Right.
And then so it's just, I think that's the big adjustment he has to make.
All right. 215-592-9494. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? Coming up next. The birds are in camp right now, fellas.
Yeah, let's get some Eagles.
The birds are in camp right now.
Well, the rookies.
The rookies are over there at rookie camp, and Elliot has his eyes on the rookies.
Oh,
he's got his eyes on the rookies.
Did he chart McCord today?
He did.
Yeah, I hope. Did he?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Did he put
yes.
a grade out?
Yes.
There's only one quarterback there.
Love it.
Yes.
Love it.
So we'll get the rookie camp report next. We'll also take your calls on Bryce. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.